Bette Midler turns to God to defeat racist criminal Trump. By David Ng on October 27, 2020. Bette Midler is praying to God to defeat the racist criminal President Donald Trump and help Joe Biden win on November 3. Taking inspiration from author Judy Blume's Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret, the Hollywood actress and singer expressed her prayer in a tweet, asking the Almighty to deliver the election to Biden. Are you there, God? It's me, Bette. I'm so scared, God. We have a fascist in the hashtag White House, a racist criminal who hates democracy, denies science and kills our citizens. She wrote. Hashtag election day is next week. What if he wins? We won't have a country. Please let hashtag Joe Biden win. Thank you. Midler's plea to the Almighty comes after she fired off a string of ungodly tweets aimed at the president and his allies. Last week, she posted what appears to be a physical threat to the president. String him up, she tweeted. In violation of the Ninth Commandment, thou shalt not bear false witness against your neighbor. The Beaches star has also spread the Atlantic magazine's discredited story accusing President Trump of calling military veterans losers and suckers. The magazine's claim, which relied entirely on anonymous sources, was debunked on the record by multiple individuals in the White House, including some of the president's adversaries, like John Bolton. She also wished death on Fox News host Sean Hannity after he said he wanted to leave New York. Perhaps the closest Bette Midler has come to God was when, Hollywood lore has it, she famously turned down the lead role in the movie Sister Act, which had been written with her in mind. Whoopi Goldberg took the role and the 1992 movie became a smash hit at the box office, spawning a sequel and a Broadway musical. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HatesDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.